All right, 7 minutes gone past the hour of four. It's time for us to push the conversations a notch higher and talk for development, basically, because that's what we do on the show. If you're joining for the first time, you're a first timer, you're listening to Hard Facts and 92.3 Nigerian Info, and I am Kala Dakurubatubo. And right about now, I don't know the best way to capture it. Maybe you can help me caption it, but it has to do with the fight for the control of the parliament in River State, basically the political drama that is playing out in River State. So during the big stories, you and I, we talked and we said, I mean, we looked at the story where Honorable Edison here came out to say that the attack on his residence is linked to the political crisis, or like I like to call it, the political drama in River State. So something's happened today, as seen in Nigeria Info's news bulletin. And I'm going to read it out so we can get the proper context of where this conversation is going to. Basically, I'm looking at the politicization of representation at the parliament in River State. So one of the stories, just give me a minute there, I'm looking for it. Where's my prep now? So one of the stories talked about a meeting by, here it is. So it says, 25 lawmakers of the River State House of Assembly, led by Speaker Martin Amewule, held a sitting at the Assembly Complex early this morning. A correspondent gathered that the lawmakers deliberated on two items, including the suspension of the strike by the Parliamentary Staff Association of Nigeria, PASAN. And the lawmakers also asked the police to prosecute anyone found culpable in the burning of the chamber. No vehicular or human movement was allowed on Moscow Road axis of Port Harcourt during the sitting. Four police vans were stationed at the entrance of the River State House of Assembly complex. I do not know if they're still stationed there. And our correspondent, Ibi Oluwari, reported at the time that some senior police officers locked the entrance of the State House of Assembly complex after the sitting and deployed more officers at the gates. Meanwhile, a report is indicating that the Edison Eye-led group of lawmakers passed a vote of confidence on the River State Governor, Sinalai Fubara, a statement by Ken Uchendu, who seems to be working with the group but says he's a legislative correspondent in the House, said the lawmakers held a sitting yesterday. He said the lawmakers commended the governor on his developmental strides and security initiatives to keep River State peaceful. The statement said the lawmakers resolved to continuously give the governor the required support to accomplish his consolidation and continuity agenda to benefit the state. The statement said lawmakers condemned the attack on Edison Eye's residence and the burning of the hallowed chamber of the River State House of Assembly. It said the lawmakers appealed to the governor to start the rehabilitation works as soon as possible. They said the lawmakers stressed the need for the Inspector General of Police and other related security apparatus of the state to investigate these attacks and bring the culprits to book. All right, so I have my guest via the phone. I have Dr. C.A.J. Chinwo, who is a constitutional lawyer, and he is a River State stakeholder. And he has a representative at the River State Parliament, and he will be giving me his thoughts and his knowledge, be sharing his knowledge on the show. Welcome, Dr. Chinwo.
Thank you, my pleasure.
All right, so you've heard the stories, book reports that I read. The first question I want to ask is, can you help us educate us like you did once upon a time, how the processes of removing, first of all, can you remove a lawmaker? Can a lawmaker remove a lawmaker? That's the first question I want to ask.
Well, every legislature has the power to make rules, for instance, And then it has therefore the power to make people exclude somebody within this oppression or to admit somebody in.
Okay.
And then, but there's a limit to which you can do to a member who has been elected. If you are going to remove a member who has been elected, you must do it in accordance not only with the rules of the House, but the rules of the Constitution that has been established, that established the House itself.
Okay.
So you can't wake up arbitrarily and make your own rule as the purpose of excluding one member or the other. I think the courts in Nigeria have had opportunity of making pronouncements on that. There was another one had an arbitrary tendency to suspend a member, expel a member, and I think the courts have not allowed that to happen. Because you see, a woman member from membership of the House or participating is within the constitutional prerogative of the people who elected him. So he can't deny them their representation. As long as the person has not committed any offense that warrants not being qualified to be in the House.
Okay.
But being excluded from particular proceedings maybe because he's somebody who is not conducting himself well, or has reached the standards of the House, one or the other, the chief whip, the sergeant under the direction of the chief whip on the speaker, can be moving away for the sake of allowing the proceedings to go on. That's the one thing I understand about it.
So the Constitution does not permit suspension or expulsion of an elected lawmaker, because remember the lawmaker is representing the people.
No, the Constitution doesn't allow that. Mm. For you to expel or suspend the lawmaker from being a member of the House. But for a short brief moment, I said a particular proceeding.
Okay.
If it's interfering with proceeding or processing it, in a particular type of proceeding, you can exclude his presence. But you can't deprive him from representing his people by having a long-term suspension or expulsion.
Mm.
That is not, that's against the right of people to be represented and to participate in the government.
Right.
Sovereignty belongs to the people, not the elected members.
Mm. Okay, now that you've explained this, you know, I wanted us to start with what is written in the Constitution. What would you, I know you've talked about this the last time I called you, or one of the other times I called you, but what do you make of what has happened at the River State Parliament, where, you know, first of all, we saw the majority leader being suspended, and then we saw a pseudo leadership, you know, and then the other leadership, the leadership that was, you know, elected during the start of, you know, this parliament. What do you make of all of these things that have played out, all of these dramas? And now both sides are now even giving statements, official statements. I mean, we had the Martins and Mewili-led assembly, which is seen to have the majority. And then we're seeing this other side also say, oh, we're giving the governor a vote of confidence. What do you make of all of this, please? Let's get here from your legal knowledge.
All you have seen is evidence of a broken down system. In a Sinatra best book, Things Fall Apart, they captured a poem by a German poet who said, Things Fall Apart, the center cannot fall, the parkour cannot hear the park corner. That, hello?
I can hear you. I'm listening to your,
okay,
your
so
reciting.
Where we are now, where the position of the parkour not here, the parkour now, things are falling apart. And things are not in their proper what they ought to be. Otherwise, you won't have a situation where the speaker will, and his followers will sneak into the House. It's supposed to be a public place of public resort.
Mm.
Members of the public are even entitled to go to the House.
Mm.
That's where you have the report now. Maybe security men are blocking people from entering, and then those who come in by special arrangement. And then some other members can't enter, or they enter with the means of arms. So it all shows evidence of a broken down system. Unfortunately, the politicians in PDP, or what the River State House of Assembly, have brought River State to a state of utter embarrassment. People are mocking at us, like, that's a state. Are you a people? It's seeming so now. So now what are they confused? There's a broken down system. Yeah, I think that's some other thing.
So
when the system is broken down, it's difficult to accept them by rules or by laws.
Now, how do we stop all of this politicization? Because one, you know, the people need representation at the level of governance. The people need, you know, the government to come to the rescue due to the economic realities. And the legislative arm of government is one arm of government that is very, very integral to that happening, you know, becoming a reality. But right now, we see politics being played. First of all, let's focus on, you know, Honorable Edison Eyeah's, you know, part of the divide. What's your take on that? Do you think it should begin to use another approach? Or, I mean, let's get your legal knowledge in that one, first of all.
Well, the position they've created is they're not anywhere in legal knowledge of place now. It is appealing to their science to see if they are reasonable and to understand, because actually it is clear that it is not like laws of place now. It is for political interest. A perverse political interest is what is operating now in the sector of River State. So bringing law to it is like
the law is supposed to control every action, especially of the actors
in
governance.
There is everything. Law is supposed to control the nation, Nigerian state. But quite unfortunately, lawlessness is controlling. The House of Assembly, the law is supposed to be established by law, the Constitution is supposed to operate by law. But are they operating by law? So we are now addressing the present position, not the top position. As it's our position, that is the ID position, that is where the law is controlling. We are addressing a situation of lawlessness by people that are described as honorable. And what do we do? You have to, like, you know, like they sell the drunken person in the China wear shop, you have to manage them out and bring them to the place of sobriety before you apply the law. So I would say that what we need to do in River State now is not to even talk law. But it's to say we can apply abuse as to the conscience, if they still have, of these men who are in the House of Assembly and their political godfathers and guardians. So say, please, River State is bigger than all of you. The interest of River State is not served by you shutting down the house. Because River State is not served by you saying that it must please any group of person or one person. The interest of River State is served by looking at what is in the best interest of the state. For nearly 1 month now, you have never started to make law. You have not reviewed activities of government. Even the government may be in a standstill. You are not helping it. So let us appeal to them to be sane. For instance, the speaker is my own representative, a member of the assembly. And that is Matthew Amewuli. And he's going to be able to appeal to him. Honorable, please, you represent a very responsible people, and I expect you to apply your mind to how reasonably you represent this vote. I have not seen him come to call my constituents to say this is what's happening in the House. To bring the vote to the governor, to bring the movement to the year. No, they don't do that, but that's what should happen. Now, I'm appealing to this leader to say, honorable member, we elected you, please be sober in how you conduct the affairs of the House and your representation.
All right.
And I let every diverse man appeal to their own member in the House, the 32 House of 31 now, who have just died. There are two members. One member to be sober. Including the Edison Eyeah, they should be sober in the interest of their people to represent River State well. It is when you come to that point and they are acting sober, then you can't talk about the law.
Okay, now, but I still want to look at the law in some areas a little bit more before we get to, you know, appealing to the conscience of these people. The first I want to look at is, I remember the last time you and I talked about this, you talked about the time of seating, that there is a legal time frame for plenary to hold and for it to be legal, whatever is accepted or concluded during that plenary. Now, looking at how plenary, you know, happened today by the Martin Amewuli-led assembly, what would you say? How would you describe it? Is it legal? Is it, you know, do you have any fault against it? What are your thoughts, please?
Well, I think they thought in the House of Assembly President, right?
Yes, they did.
If they did, that is where they should stay. But I argue last time. You can't go and sit outside anywhere, no matter how cozy it is. You sit in the greenhouse, unless it's a force majeure that makes it possible, and then you have agreed, maybe anonymously, to it allowed public spaces open to public. You can't sit in a hotel or the residence of one person or even in the government house and say you're sitting in the House of Assembly because we're opening the prison of powers. Now, if they start there, then they're properly constituted, they cannot do the business of the house. Nobody should stop them from sitting.
When you say properly constituted, what does that imply? What does that mean?
When there is a Speaker of the House and Deputy, and when there is a clerk of the House, and there is a quorum of the House, and they are in the proper venue, sitting within the proper time, like I told you, in the daytime, not in the night, the parliamentary hours, then they are properly constituted.
All right.
So if the Speaker was there, there was a Deputy Speaker, not even Deputy, if the Speaker was there, and the clerk of the House was there, and they had a quorum, sitting in the House of Assembly premises, in the parliamentary hours, then they are properly constituted.
All right.
And they can do the business of the house.
All right. All right, then. We have a commercial break coming up, but then I want to ask a question. I'm wondering if we should wait, because then I'm looking at how things are playing out, and I have the theory in my head that this might just mean that the political drama between the father and the son may still be lingering or may still be ongoing. It's a theory in my head. However, if that is the case, one would then wonder, how would the budget for 2024 be looked at? Remember, it has to go through the House of Assembly for that to happen. And that will also mean that it will be inimical to the growth and development of River State. I mean, the economic realities is currently hitting hard on River State. According to data and statistics, River State is amongst the states with the highest inflation rate. I think number two. Yes, number two it is. So we would look at this and how this will affect the relationship between the legislative arm of government and the executive arm of government. But please just stay on the line while we go for a quick commercial break. All right, then. Thank you, Dr. C.A.J. Chinwo, constitutional lawyer, and we are looking at the fight for the control of the Rivers Parliament. What's your thought on this one? I'd like to hear from you when we come back from the commercial break. This stage, and I am Kala Dakorubatibu, and this is Hard Facts.
Welcome back to Hard Facts.
Welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned. 29 minutes gone past the hour of 4. You're listening to Hard Facts in 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kala Dakorubatibu, and it's a pleasure having you on your other side of the radio. I am having a conversation with Dr. C.A.J. Chinwo, a constitutional lawyer, and we are looking at the fight for the control. Can I put it like that? I mean, we know who. Last time we had this conversation, we said based on the law, based on the constitution, the status quo before the political drama started is what is legally recognized. We said that before. However, we've seen, you know, the fight, we've seen an attempt, we've seen statements from different sides, and it's all a political move, it's all a political battle. However, we the people who are represented by these lawmakers are the ones who have been affected, and that's why we're making a conversation out of it. All right, welcome back. Dr. Chinwo, it's good to have you once again on the show.
Thank you.
All right, so before we went for that commercial break, I was talking about looking at the impact that this will have on the representation of the people, and one such is how the budget will be passed. And so I'm going to throw the question at you. I mean, how do you see this affecting the relationship between the executive arm of government and the legislative arm of government? Will this stall governance? Will this, you know, because of course, for the government, the executive arm of government to do anything or some major things, it has to go through the legislative arm of government. How do you see this playing out?
Let me start from the first part, including the impact it will have on the people of River State.
Okay.
Unfortunately, for the past 8 years, we have never felt the impact of a House of Assembly.
Okay.
Whether they were there or not, different people have learned to live without them because they made themselves completely irrelevant. even in the past, from this, they started, you know, blowing up now with among themselves. We have never known them to be there because they don't make laws. They don't criticize. They don't overstep.
But they have made laws. They have made laws that we have seen and we have talked about. There are a lot of laws they domesticated, for instance. So look at it from that angle. They have made laws. You said in the past few years you have not seen them make laws, but I said they have made laws
that's what I'm saying. We have not seen them do the play the role they are supposed to play. So the people have gone to the point of ignoring them. So who missed them? But between them and the executive, the laws that we make, you are talking about, executive brings a law before you even talk about opportunity for public hearing. They are passing the law. That's not lawmaking. But between them and the executive, there's no doubt there's been a big problem because the executive conquered them to make them be very willing for doing the speed of the executive. So now, if there's a house that is antagonistic to the executive, then there may be a grounding to the halt of governance in the state and the constant conflict, especially when it is being interpreted on along lines that are not merely executive legislative fissure. People are seeing it from the ethnic perspective and all that.
Mm.
So it will cause, that's the only way to create problems. They are creating tension for the people of River State who have been suffering together, who are used to going along without them. Why they are creating a tension of purpose. The River man says that the Upland man is frustrating the prayer governor. Governor, the Upland man says the River man. So we just are not going to know little things at all. So, but between them, I will urge them to try and hold themselves together. But I continue the way they've been doing it. It's better than none at all.
All right.
Because if the House of Assembly is antagonizing the governor really cannot operate in the proper house. What we have been saying before is proper checks and balances. And this is what happens. When you make a person that should talk to the dumb, the day he will talk, there'll be trouble.
Mm.
But when you enter a house where there is robust debate, robust agreement and disagreement, and agreeing to disagree and disagreeing and agreeing, you refuse that for 8 days it has been. Governor said it, and now that they don't want to do what governor said, there's going to be a crisis. Let them please become sober and work today for the interest, at least first and foremost for their own interest, and then allow the people to have rest.
All right, but before I ask you my final question, let's look at it from this angle. Your opinion, your legal opinion, is that the situation of things before the fire or the explosion that gutted a portion of the House of Assembly should be what it is right now, where nobody's suspended and Martin Amewale remains Speaker. Correct me if I'm wrong. The situation of things before fire or an explosion gutted a portion of the House of Assembly complex, which was Martin Amewale as Speaker and nobody suspended by the House. Is that supposed to be the way it is legally?
Yes, I guess if there was no crisis, the House should have been, they should keep themselves sober and operate in that a proper way. The only thing what I didn't like, which I've always said, is that it was like silence of the graveyard. A parliament is supposed to be a place where there's vibrancy, where there are a plurality of opinion, where there is agreement and disagreement. But it doesn't give room for you to kill each other, to set place on fire. So I will ask that they return, not exactly to where they were before, because that was a dead position. They should return to a position where the parliament is what it ought to be.
Okay.
Matters are properly debated. It's open to public intervention. And then budget itself will be critically analyzed and there will be proper oversight of the legislature. If we don't have that, then we'll miss them. And that's why I say we're not missing them now, because for the past 8 years, or the house we have had was the house of being what governor wanted. Now, and the crisis now is because for the government is used to having a yes house. When the house says no, there's a problem.
Okay.
But let them manage themselves. I wish them well.
Now, the reason why I asked that question is because I want to also now get your opinion as a Rivers person, someone who's a stakeholder in Rivers State. how can we solve this problem? Because you have stated that, yes, it is affecting governance. You have stated that it is drawing or dragging River State backwards. So how do we stop the politicization of legislative activities and get legislative activities for the people?
Yes, we will stop it by our governors, the beautiful man. You see, unfortunately, since River State started, this democratic dispensation in 1999, the River State House of Assembly has been the worst House of Assembly in terms of critical contribution to
the
governor.
You can't say it has been the worst. We don't have data to that effect.
Listen to me now. Okay. I'm giving my opinion, and I would like to know where you are.
Okay.
I know what the House of Assembly ought to be. We have had House of Assembly in River State in 1979 to 1983.
Okay.
There were majority and opposition. As I say here now, the other was saying on radio, I can say and name 10 to 15 members of that house in 1979. The average student in university cannot name 5 members of the house because the house is not functioning. And the average student in university doesn't know why they exist. So I can't even open them about. But what I'm saying is that with our governors and powerful political positions, you understand that when we send people to the house, we are sending them to critically view issues. Not because I don't ride cars or share money or live in the legislative quarters. We have suffered in making all members of the house to be members of one cult or one group and making sure they come to the house to say yes, it has led us to where we are now. As far as we continue in that, River State will continue to suffer. And you get to the position of extreme dead position and extreme fighting, which is what we have had. We had it when King Milad was the judging leader, when he nearly killed Chinda in the house, Michael Chinda. And we cannot continue like this in River State. Allow democracy to thrive in the best interest of even the government. Okay. When there is democracy and the people will be happy. And this will go on. We can agree and disagree. But this situation that everybody must say the same thing does not help democracy and constitutional governance. Right, and that's then. Why River State is in the scoring pass where it is now.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Let's open the phone lines. I should say that we cannot verify, the talk about cults and lawmakers. But we want to get your thoughts on this one. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Looking at how things are currently ongoing in River State when we talk about the parliament. By the way, this sat today. There was plenary today, and they talked about stopping the strike by the workers in the legislative house. I think Pasan nationwide is on, or in certain states are on strike. They're talking about financial autonomy and all of that stuff. And they also looked at bringing to book the people who were culpable, who are culpable in the destruction of a portion of the House of Assembly structure. I wonder how the new people were involved. I don't know what the investigation brought about, but they are calling for the punishment of those who were involved. Just like Edison Eyeah and the legislators in support of him are also calling for the punishment of the people who are culpable in the burning of the assembly. So 0809-030-6416, that is the WhatsApp number. Send your WhatsApp messages. Let's get your thoughts on this one. I've got Ida from Inkoro. Ida, welcome.
Yeah, I greet you special, my brother.
I greet you right back.
My brother, my concern is about editing. Those who born that out of assembly, I'm pleading with Commissioner of Police. That place is River State money. Before you renovate that place, you spend a lot of money. It's River State money. And that money can need to do something. I'm joining it in the years to call Commissioner of Police to find those people out that did that thing. Please, no good. We shall allow River State to be peaceful.
All right, then.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
I've got Godspar from HA. Godspar, welcome. What is on your mind, please? Let's talk.
Yeah, greetings, Kalada.
Yeah, greetings to you.
I thought they have resolved the issues.
I thought so, too.
That everything has returned to the status quo.
I thought so, too.
I don't know that there are... Hello?
I said, I thought so too. And I was thinking like you're thinking.
All their positions are given to them now that we are ensuring for peace, both the governor and the governor and everybody. For peace to reign, everybody should return to the status quo. I am not comfortable for hearing all these fracas in the house. You know? We are sitting and this man. I thought by now, this is the leader and Martin, the speaker, and other thing, and other thing, other thing. If this is not done, what is the peace they are pursuing?
All right, good
you
question.
You cannot pursue, or when the house is burning, you say, I'm pursuing right, or you are looking for that thing. It's supposed to be an atmosphere of peaceful atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And my own concern is, if all these statues are not being returned to, and they are talking of peace, I think there is still problem in the house.
All right, then. All right.
Because most of them would not be there.
Okay. All right.
And if they come, I don't know where they will keep this thing. Whether it's the leader, speaker, but I thought he'll still be the leader. And then let everybody go back. All these things that are playing out is not helping Rivers State at all.
Okay. All right.
I don't know every time we're debating about who is there and this and that, the burning and this. There are other keeping problems Rivers State people are clamoring for.
Yeah.
Retirees have not been paid their pension and gratuity. We thought they would sit and debate on that one. No infrastructure going on. Nothing is going on. School teachers, even the employment is still hanging somewhere. That this is debating on one Friday something about that legislator.
Right.
Or we will not have a legislator again and government will go. Even if when the military we are ruling, I think they don't have the
All right. God's point. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've got to go. Chinoye from Ajib Estate. Chinoye, welcome. Yes, I greet you.
Yeah. I'm Chinoye calling from Ajib.
All right, welcome, Chinoye.
My sole concern is this issue on the kind of the governor.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Can you be audible? I can barely hear you.
My sole concern is on the side of the governor.
Okay.
Hello?
I can hear you now.
He's the head of other arms of the government. He's the head of the other arms of the government.
It's not the head. It's the head of his own arm of government, which is the executive arm of government. Is not the head of other arms of government, please.
Well, yes, I agree with you that in the recent Canada,
okay,
as the governor, he determined how the assembly with the running.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't. In reality, it should not. It doesn't. Maybe it has been happening, but that's not how it should run.
Yes. Yes, but if it happens like that, the first Nigeria pattern of democracy.
Okay.
It happens like that.
Okay.
Yes. So he wants to organize the assembly. And mind you, Canada, when the governor says the issue he had is the past governor, his father and his son, or affair. I tend to disagree with him because these hospitals do not put father and the son on the ballot. He put to the youth as the governor of River State. He is the governor of the River State and not father and the son. So act and the son as the governor and not a son to anybody.
Mm.
We don't know any other person than him as the governor of the River State.
Mm.
So he's standing on his ground and the control on whatever that is happening today in River State. If not, so for else, the issue that is happening in River State will continue.
All right, then. All right, thank you very much, Chinoye. Thank you very much. Let's come back to you now, Dr. Chinwo. First, one of the callers talked about peace as prescribed by the governor, or as called.
Peace.
Yeah, the absence of war, peace, as called for by the governor of River State. And the last caller talked about, you know, the governor taking charge and taking control, as seen in the Nigerian setting. You know, do you see the governor able to, you know, or what would you advise? Let me not put it that way. What would you advise the governor to do in terms of trying to force peace in the legislative arm of government? What would you advise him to do? What method would you ask him to use to bring all warring parties to a point where, you know, they can shake hands, they can embrace each other, they can sit on the same table and eat from the same plate as brothers and as colleagues and as Rivers people?
Well, let me concentrate on playing. The governor is handicapped, the members of the House of Assembly handicapped. The whole Nigeria knows, and he has not denied it. The only solution to the problem in the House of Assembly is if Thomas Obanyesa Wike, who single-handedly put same Fubara as governor, his deputy, and all the members of the Senate for River State, House of Representative, House of Assembly, if they suddenly put them, whether it's under oath or freely, I don't know, but if they suddenly put them in the house, and he told them that if they don't contract his interest, he will cut them in a campaign ground. So he is the one who also said that any attempt to talk his structure, there will be no peace. If there's any appeal, let somebody go and appeal to him. Let the members of the house go and appeal to him. Let the members go and appeal to him. And let him listen to God's own plea, because it's constant, to know that he's not God, and allow peace to reign. God has blessed him more than anybody could have thought about. He has been local government chairman, chief of staff, he has been government minister, twice, he has been governor. You are not the only one in the land. God didn't scare only you. So humility would have made him to say, let me help other people to go. Let me help other people to operate. And let me allow them to operate as best they can before. While he was governor, I didn't remember anybody, not even governor, interfering his governance.
Right.
Nobody did.
So the appeal
will only be for him allowing this young man now to operate as the auto, and then let the lessons be learned by other people who want to play God, to know that you are not God. It can't be said tomorrow, no matter how cocksure you think you are.
Right.
If we govern, if we can allow that, I can show you that's the best piece of peace.
All right.
It is not a hidden thing. We can have said he is the one who that holds the ace. And I agree with him. Let him please, let him train. And okay. I refuse to reverse it.
All right, so you agree with him that he holds the cards and he should let...
No, he holds the cards. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
When the same for what I said, everything about politics is not my order. All the other people say what Oga said. They go to Abuja for what they call to go and meet with Oga.
The reason why I asked that question, are you saying that Honorable Edison here should go should go to Abuja?
No, even if Edison here goes and frustrates to anybody, he's only a minority. He's got there just about 8 of them or 6 or 7 of them. So they are saying yes or no, won't amount to anything. The majority of 24 or 25 and the governor will go and make peace with Wike, but not even there going. I'm only that Wike should please allow peace to reign.
Right.
Once he does that, he's not God, but maybe for now he's playing God, or maybe he's God put in that position. He's at a position where he is the one who holds the case to solve this problem. Once he does turn the right key, there will be peace. But if he doesn't, I don't know the consequence, the end for him and for all the others.
All right, thank you.
I pray that you shouldn't play God.
All right, let's pause you now. Let's take some more contributions on the show. This one says, the constitutional lawyer is on point, nothing to add or to subtract, and on varying balance view. We do not have a vibrant legislature. Or I think he meant to say we have not had a vibrant legislature since 1999. All the members are coerced to speak one language, one word, without exception. Instead of robust debates on positive legislative issues, they are concerned with constituency projects, sideshows, etc. No consultation with their constituents, etc. Legislative business in River City is dead, you said. This is my view. All right, Jerry Michael from Eagle Island, thank you for your view. Very strong view, I should say, but thank you, not
nonetheless. And this one says, good evening, Canada. On the crisis rocking the State Assembly, my take is that the lawmakers should maintain the status quo and know that we elected them to make laws for the development of the state. We need peace in Waver State. The governor has done nothing wrong to call for misimpeachment. Anonymous. All right, thank you very much. Back to the phone lines. I'll take one more call and we wrap things up. 0817 923 0002 and 0817 923 0003. But while I'm waiting for the calls, can I get your final words, Dr. Chingwo, because we are out of time. Yes, can I have your final words? We're out of time now, please.
Well, my final words, I guess I've said it. The whole thing in this state lies in there for now, in the house of and I said he has been blessed by God. Please do not take his blessing beyond the country can control it. River State is an unfortunate bank. All of us must ensure that democracy returns, because ultimately we are paying the price for it. This state, I was in Lagos last week, and you cry when you see what is happening in Lagos.
All right.
And it's not just because they are the former federal capital. We have the resources here to move Lagos, River beyond all their funds for that cost.
What
about the region not even developed? But that is not developed. But even if it's that at that level, why should it be that this is still one city state? The whole of Lagos has become one city. The whole right. Lagos. But right. We have a very small fraction of River State.
All right, thank you, Doc. I've got to let you go, but thank you very much, Dr. C.A.J. Chingwo, constitutional lawyer.
Thank you
for your time. All right, do have yourself a wonderful day. I've got Joseph from LMA, final caller. Joseph, welcome. What is on your mind? Let's get here from you.
It is a pathetic and worrisome situation. The way things are playing out in River State, it may end up that at the end of the day, there may never be governance in this state. And we are talking for development and for good governance. I want to advise the State House of Assembly to allow the governor to do the right thing.
Okay.
Because if things continue this way, the governor may end up using the budget to fund the House of Assembly, to buy them, to do his bidding. And that would have adverse effect on the state. And if the court would decide to do the, to go the side of the former governor, he may likely shut down the court as it play out in the days of Rotimi Amaechi.
Peace
to reign if there should be governance in River State.
All right. Thank you very much, Joseph from LMA. I've got to go. But I love the way you have coined, or you've constructed, your conspiracy theories. And he's making predictions and he's saying, hey, it may lead to the fall of governance in the state if we do not cut this or nip this in the bud.